He was going to use his superpowers only for good, because those were his values. So the question is, how clear are your values?
Joe Weldon says the simple secret to increasing your confidence and making more money is values. Do you agree? Remember to subscribe to Genius Network so that you don't miss a future episode. Visit geniusnetwork.com/subscribe for more.
How many decisions have you already made today? How many more do you think you'll make before you go to sleep tonight? According to a recent study at Columbia University, the average business executive makes 67 business decisions every day. That's not counting the hundreds of other decisions that we make about food, exercise, relationships, etc. How do you make even quicker and even better decisions? That's the question. The answer will come in Joel Weldon's presentation. We know Joel as a professional speaker who's been paid to speak at over 3,000 events and a speaking skills coach for over 100 Genius Network members, many of whom are here in the room. His speech coaching clients hire him because he makes speaking simple. Those who hire him to speak at their events do so because he can make complicated subjects extremely clear. That's exactly what he's going to do with your decision-making process. As you know, making the wrong decision can cost you a tremendous amount of money, and making the right decision can earn you a tremendous amount of money. Your goal should be to make the right decisions that produce the best results. Joel's solution is very simple. It's built around one word, and that's the title of his message for you, values. How to make even quicker and better decisions. Please welcome Joel Weldon.
Better decisions. This really has come up from what we did when we had our first breakout session. And I started to hear all of the challenges that our Genius Network members face when it comes to making decisions. And how do you make quicker decisions? So you're going to know why values, your values, are the key for you to make even better, quicker decisions. You're going to have a very simple plan that's going to help you do it. And as a result, your confidence level will be much higher. Quicker, faster decisions. Does that sound like a good plan? Well, it starts with values. So let's always define our terms. What do we mean by values? Those are your beliefs or principles that guide your behavior. All of this is in a handout, so everything you see on the screen, I have it printed out for you so you don't have to take notes. So let me begin with the story of Roy Disney. That was Walt Disney's brother, who was the business brains of the Disney Enterprises. And those of you that were so young you weren't born in 1954, you can look at Sleeping Beauty's castle. It wasn't finished. They were going bankrupt. They had run out of money. And Roy was the money man. And somebody came up to him and said, "Good news, Roy, we have somebody who's going to give us the money. We can finish Disneyland. It's a liquor company. They want to build a pavilion and promote their products." And Roy said, "Thank them, but tell them no." And they were shocked. They were running out of money. "How could you do this so quickly? You didn't even hear what the offer was." And he told that assistant this statement: "When your values are clear to you, making decisions becomes easier." Well, I changed that. Decisions are easy when your values are clear. And that's what you need to think of. Every time you have a decision, what about your values? Should I stop drinking or smoking? Should I lose some weight, like this guy? Should I go back to school? Should I eat dessert tonight? We're going to have that here. Should you hire a chief operating officer, Cameron? Should you go global, as we heard in one of our discussions earlier? Should I join Genius X, as Jason did? Tough decisions are ahead, but it all comes down to values. Superman had values. Can anybody tell me his values? I'll give you the first three words. I stand for truth, justice, and the American way, and I never lie. And in the movies of Superman, the minute his values were known, we knew all of his decisions. He was going to use his superpowers only for good, because those were his values. So the question is, how clear are your values? And why the values are so important? Because they determine your priorities. Your priorities determine your goals, and your goals determine your life. And your life is your choice. Do you go this way or do you go that way? So I'm going to give you three stories, true stories, of clear values. First one in New York City. Brian, I'm glad you made it out of that city, and Peter made it into Sal's Pizzeria. New York City detective Robert Cunningham would go there for 30 years after his beat was over. And he would deal with Phyllis Penzo, who was the waitress for 24 years at that pizzeria. And then one night he comes in and he says, "Hey, Phil, I've got..." I just lost our picture here. We can see it, but it's dim.
Never had that happen before.
No, I don't know. I don't think. Okay. You know what happened in the story, if you remember this movie from 1994, that Robert Cunningham won $6 million in the New York City lottery. They made a movie of it, starring Nicolas Cage and Bridget Fonda. And what did he do with that money? He gave her a $3 million tip. And this is New York, Brian. We know what sarcastic New Yorkers, tough hearts, say. How can you give a waitress a $3 million tip? And here's what Cunningham said. "If I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And I'm never going to let money change me." What did he have? Clear values. Crystal clear values. So how clear are your personal values? What do you stand for? What about family values? Now, those are most of my family members. I've got three kids in college, one going to Annapolis next year, two wonderful daughters, two great son-in-laws. Family's important. We heard about Chris's five little ones at home, and he needs help. Bo Jackson. Anybody remember who he was? What was he famous for? Played baseball and football at the national level, and nobody had ever done that because he was an all-star in both sports. And he retired young. And he retired not because he had a hip replacement, not because his skills were going down, not because he was too old. It was because of his son, Nicholas. At 6 years old, Nicholas said to his mother, "Why is Daddy never home? Does he have another family somewhere else?" When Bo heard that, he made this statement. Read it to yourself. And he quit both sports to spend time with his son. That is crystal clear family values. And I put this slide in knowing you were going to be here. Because if you have kids at home, you've got 18 summers. And you've got five of them under 10. Count how many are they going to remember? How much time are you going to be there? Jason, you have three. Elko, you just had a new baby. How much time are you going to spend with your kids? That's part of the value. So how clear are your family values? Now the business values. Tylenol is still, Cameron, I'm sure you brought this up in all your training, but 1982, seven people in Chicago were killed by some idiot who poisoned Tylenol capsules. How many remember that story? Okay, that was a long time ago. There were 125,000 newspaper articles about that one experience. And it cost Johnson & Johnson $100 million to remove every bottle in America almost overnight. Ralph Larson was the CEO, the leader of that company. And when asked, how could he make such a fast decision? Read this quote to yourself. "My job, to do the right thing." And he knew that was the right thing to do. They still study this Tylenol case in Harvard Business School because it's such an example of clear business value. So now, how clear are your business values? So how do you clarify it? And this is going to be your key takeaway. It's the wheelbarrow experiment. So some psychologists invited 10 kids, college kids, from 10 different schools to a campus for a 1 week over spring break. They paid them a lot of money, and here were the rules. They were going to put them in a dorm room. They were going to provide food and bedding. But whatever they wanted to bring into that room for a week, if it fit in a wheelbarrow, they could bring it in. So just imagine if somebody said that to you. With all the things you own, for 1 week, what would you take in a wheelbarrow? Now, with five kids, Chris, that would be a lot of stuff if they came with you. So they loaded up these wheelbarrows with stuff. And then as they held the wheelbarrows ready to go into the dorm room, the head of the group said, wait a minute, we just got a notice. We've got to get it down to 10. So if you have more than 10 items, you got to leave them outside. We'll protect them for you. Okay, they got the wheelbarrows ready to go. Oh, wait, we just got another. We got to get it down to 3. And can you imagine what college kids would say now? They have a whole thing and they only got 3. Well, what's the next step? What's the one? And when the kids had one thing left in the wheelbarrow, they paid them and the experiment was over. What do you think the goal of the experiment was? What was the one most important thing that these college kids possessed in a possession? But they knew they couldn't tell them that because it was too hard to make that decision. So what did they do? They put everything in a wheelbarrow. They got it to 10. They got it to 3. They got it to 1. Why don't you do that? What if you thought about all the things that are important to you, personally, family, and business, everything, and started to narrow it down to one thing? Cunningham said, I do what I say I'm going to do. Bo Jackson, family first. Larson, do whatever's right. You got to walk your talk. So what about on your tombstone? What are they going to put there? I have nothing further to say. I'll be back. Let me out now. So the plan of action. List your values. Decide on the one that you think is most important. Prove the premise of today. Decisions are easy when values are clear. 10 minutes.
Don't miss another episode of Genius Network. Subscribe today. More information can be found at geniusnetwork.com/subscribe. If you'd like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event, go to geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. If you'd like access to the complete presentation, the show notes, the links, and the special resources for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/113. That's geniusnetwork.com/113.